Welcome to Channel 9. I'm here with Tobias Ternstrom. Today we're going to talk about performance of SQL Database. Tobias, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
So, SQL Database, we made some great announcements yesterday in our video with Tony Petrosian.
Yes.
So today we're going to talk about performance. So what do you got for us?
Well, a lot has happened in SQL DB with regards to performance. And as me and Tony kind of touched on yesterday, we've gotten huge feedback from customers
yep.
that basically paying only for storage is not that interesting because
right.
you're interested in actually having a stable performance experience.
Right.
So in a nutshell, what we've wanted to do is if this is your performance experience, right, this is your response time for some query or some set of queries and it goes all over the place, right?
And this is what they're getting today, right?
That's what you get today. It's all very dependent on what's going on.
Resources
and
logs.
Exactly. It's all within the promise of the service, since the service is really about providing storage, right? So now instead, what we're planning to provide is basically that, right? So just the same performance all the time. That's really what it's about. And that's where we have these different performance levels where you basically decide where do you want the, you want it here, what performance are you willing to pay for? What's the price performance?
Yeah, the different service tiers. Right?
Exactly. So yeah. we have from basic going up through S1, S2, P1, P2, and then P3, right?
Yep. Up. Premium, yeah,
and but all of them, the plan is to have it be a very predictable experience.
Right, so you don't get this. This goes on my once I talk about exercising, right? This
exactly,
is, right. So we don't want this. We want these this you know performance
steady
levels,
lines,
steady lines.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. And it's also like we also mentioned yesterday. It's important to remember that it's very easy to switch between these, right?
Yeah.
All you really do is you say you know alter DB. Right, and then please give me this one, or please give me this one,
okay.
and then it's a fully online operation. We move you to the new tier. Once it's done, you have the performance experience of the new tier.
Okay.
Once you don't need it anymore, you can go and alter again and move down. So it's really you're changing the horsepower of the database.
Right. Okay. And so we'll see that. So this hits preview this week.
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
Okay. All right. And so. From a developer standpoint, is there anything that they need to be worried about, or is this just no changes to their code? This just remains as what they
exactly.
have today.
Exactly. All the code, everything is the same as in Web and Business Edition.
Right.
The only thing that really changes is that you'll get the new experience
yep.
with predictability.
And that's a great question from those who are running. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday
yep.
with Tony. Those that are running Web and Business, this should be a seamless transition.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? So now the performance may not be the same, since in Web and Business you have this stochastic nature, so you could get a lot of performance or very little. So when you say you have a Web Edition database and you say, oh, please move me to Basic, you'll get this new, very steady experience, but you may not have
that, right?
Exactly. You may not have the tops that you had before.
And that's a good point. It all depends on what your SLA is, right? What kind of performance you really need out of your application, right? You may get this, and that's great, you know, last week, but you're getting this today. So where in here do you really need the performance, right?
Exactly.
What level do you need? What service tier do you need?
Exactly. And we expect customers to, what I would do is probably start here. Basic is our lowest cost option.
Yep.
See how well that works for me, and then work myself up depending on my needs.
Correct. Yep. And again, work your way up, like you said.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So, is there anything else we need to discuss from the performance standpoint? Because it's fairly simple, right? Just sign up and
yes.
go.
Yes. So there is something that is important to cover, which is how we talk about performance. What is the level of performance that you get? And we've decided not to try to explain it through. Terms of hardware specs.
Right.
There are a bunch of reasons for this. One of them is hardware specs aren't all that interesting when you don't control what runs on top of it,
yep.
right? And you're interested in this predictable experience over time, right?
Okay.
So as you know, clusters change, as we buy new hardware and so on, we want this to be a stable experience, and we want the terms to be the same that you talk about, right?
Okay, that makes sense.
So what we've decided is we've introduced this concept of a database throughput unit, a DTU.
Okay.
And that's really just the horsepower, if you will, of the database. So for example, in BASIC, you get one DTU,
okay,
right? And in S1, you get five DTUs. So S1 has basically five times the power of a basic database.
Okay.
And in S2, you will get 25 DTUs. In P1, you get 100. P2, 200. And in P3, you get 800 DTUs.
So how do people decide how many DTUs do they need? Because they may go, well, I'm going to try with basic. But you know, if we can understand this in terms of DTUs, they may go, I need this number of DTUs.
Yeah, so that's a very good question. So how do you actually pick the right one? And how do you know if you need to upgrade or should consider downgrading?
Right.
So it's really, we look at this as a bounding box, if you will, of the amount of resources that we give to the database, right? Okay. And it's similar to a car. So a car, you know, you have horsepower is one thing, but it's also the aerodynamic nature of the body. It's, you know, what tires are you using. All of these things together give you the performance of the car. So when you talk about the actual performance, it's a throughput, right?
Okay,
you talk about something like a transaction rate. And we will come out and talk about that. We have this thing that we call Azure SQL DB database benchmark. And this is basically a benchmark that we run against each of these service tiers or each of these performance levels to show you what throughput you could expect based on this benchmark.
Okay.
And Charles Levine will come back to the series, I think, next time.
Next time, yep.
And talk in great detail about the benchmark.
Right.
But anyway, so what we do is we control a bunch of the things that you can basically use. And the interesting thing here is, so you have things that you would care about, like CPU reads from disk. You have memory, obviously, and you have writes through the transaction log.
Yep.
We also have other things that you think about, like worker threads. So that is how many concurrent things you can have going on, right? And how many sessions you're allowed and so on. But this is really the kind of thing you care most about that affects the throughput, the throughput of the database.
Okay.
So what we do here is we give you a certain amount, and in each of these levels, you can see how close you are to hitting the limit.
Okay.
So we basically show you a percentage here, the percent of CPU used, percent of reads, percent of memory, and percent of writes.
Okay.
And basically, if you're in BASIC and your performance is sluggish, and you go look at this and say, hey, all of the percentages are zero or low, well, probably it's not, paying more will probably not give you better performance.
Okay.
Maybe something where you're having locks going on in your application. You know, you use serializable isolation level, and everything
sense.
Is waiting on everything.
Okay.
Or you'll see, I'm hitting reads here. Okay, then I'm at 100%. Let's try moving up to S1. And once you go to S1, the percentages will now be based on S1 instead.
Level, yep.
And you may still see 100 and you need to continue to the next level, or you say, now I'm at S1 using 30%, for example.
And you can get to this information through what, like DMVs or through the
portal? Yes, absolutely. So we have one place is obviously SUS resource stats. That's available in the master database. And the other place is the portal.
Yep,
so in the portal, you can go to the monitoring tab, and you can basically add these metrics. Right now, we don't have memory available. It will be coming.
Okay.
But CPU read and write, you can add, and you can see over time. So there you can see every 5 minutes, what was your average usage.
So for a quick glance, we can look into the portal and go, oh, what's going on? Oh,
yep.
Okay, from a percentage CPU and write and read,
Absolutely.
Need to go to an S1 or an S2? Or if I want a little more information, more detail, I can look into the DMVs.
Exactly.
Okay.
And over time, we think this is super important to help you with basically performance troubleshooting. So this is where we will go and add a lot more information over time to help you find out what's Perfect. Going on. And other than this, it's the same type of performance tuning you would do in SQL Server. Right?
Yeah, so and that's what I was going to bring up next is, you know, other than this, this is we're not asking you to learn a whole new set of troubleshooting, right? We're still looking at, you know, your sys.query, you know, your sys.dmv, your
Exec requests
and things like that, right? What's going on? What's my reads? What's my writes? You know, durations.
Yeah,
which
queries are eating up the most? Which batches, store
indexes,
procedures, and all of this.
Right,
absolutely. So that's still the same thing, but we now allow you to control the amount of resources and see what you're using, which is obviously a huge deal. So we think this will move the needle quite a lot for everyone using SQL database.
Perfect. Yeah. So this is a great way for us to say, hey, how do we from a planning perspective?
Yes.
And so we're not running into that, holy crap, you know, I'm now running out of resources, what am I doing? I can look at, and during the planning phase, you know, what service level do I need?
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And during running, okay, you know, am I hitting 100%? Do I need to go up to the next one?
Absolutely.
And make it easier for us to determine that.
And we will publish, obviously, these DTU rates are published on MSDN. And it's important to know, again, to just remember, this is the power assigned to the database. It's the amount of resources that you get.
Yep.
And then, as I said, Charles will come talk about the benchmark that we will use to basically help you get some more insights into, okay, what could I expect with a DTU of 25, for example.
But I think it's important to realize, so this is critically important. This is very welcome. I think people will be applauding this, you know, all around the world. But I don't think, I'm going to make a statement here, and so correct me if I'm wrong, there's still, like we talked about, the ability to say, look, we may not need to go up to the next level if we look at our queries and indexes, right? We can still save money that way
Absolutely.
If our database is tuned correctly.
Absolutely.
Once we've done that, then we look at this, well then, yes, we may need to go to the next service level.
Yeah, and what we find, I think this is fairly common, right, is sometimes it's cheaper to just, well, okay, I'll move up for a while I look at what I can do to optimize.
Good point.
Right?
Yep.
Since we prorate daily, right, if you move into a P1, you will pay for the amount of days you're in the P1, once you fix the queries or add the right indexes, you can move down again.
Yep, do your testing and okay, I'm good, so I can stay here. Oh, nope, I need to go back up.
And it's important to emphasize again, this is really just either one click in the portal to change the level or call an API and change the level. So it's not something where it's an offline operation or you have to take things down or reinstall or redeploy or anything. It's just
one click, go.
One click, and then you'll have to wait some level of time, some amount of time to move into the new performance level. But once you're there, you're there.
You're there, right? And can use those resources. Wonderful. This is great stuff, Tobias. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Well, Tobias, appreciate your time. Everybody, we'll see you next time.
Thank you.